It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Hello, Jacksonville. Good evening. This is Minister Connie McCall. Again, I'm here tonight as a placeholder for my daughter, Cadence McCall. She is still in the continent of Africa doing the Lord's work. Tonight, we have a guest here with us, Minister Beverly Spence. And the platform for tonight is Beverly will proceed with a word that God has given her, a teaching. And that will probably go forth, I don't know, however what God leads, 15, 20 minutes. And then probably around that time, we will start taking calls. And we want you to please call in for prophetic prayer. We want you to call in, and we want you to have a prayer request and see what God does with that through myself and through Minister Beverly. We plan to kind of tag team on that as God moves, and let God move for you tonight. We just thank you for tuning in tonight, and we just ask you to stay in place where you're at. Do not change the channel. Stay right there. Do not change the station. Stay with us, because God is going to move and do some great and mighty things in your life. And we will be blessed as you call in. The blessing will boomerang back to us. And God wants us to walk as a blessed people and to be the people that he's called us to be. Givers and not takers. We want to give one to another. So as we're going to let the Lord move through us to give to you, we believe that we're going to receive back from you as you call in. We thank the Lord for doing the work that he's going to do tonight. So I'm turning everyone over to my sister Beverly Spence, Minister Beverly Spence, and she's going to give a mighty word from the Lord. Beverly.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Good evening. It's good to be here and share with you what God has given me. This is a prophetic teaching. The word came forth to me in prophecy, so I'll be given the word as the Lord spoke it to me. He said, look at Joshua chapter 6, the first verse. So if you got your Bible, you may want to turn to that. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Jericho was shut up tighter than tight. Those walls were high. It was a fortress, a secured fortress. Only the inhabitants were inside those walls. But the children of Israel were not inhabitants. They were not fortress dwellers. They were not a pagan people. The Hebrew children were children of the Most High God. They belonged to him. A covenant had been cut, and they were children of a blood covenant. The Lord says, that is what I need you to hear, a blood covenant. Many of my people do not really understand and comprehend the power of the blood, the power of the blood covenant.
Amen.
When you receive Jesus Christ, my son, you are in covenant with me. This covenant was cut in my son's own flesh. That is why he came to earth as a God-man.
Hallelujah.
So a covenant could be cut in flesh, human flesh.
Praise you, Lord.
And this had to be pure and sinless flesh. My covenant required a sinless flesh sacrifice. Jesus, God's son, was the sacrificial lamb, perfect in every way. No guile was found in him. There was no deceit. And ours is a perfect blood covenant. God says, I want you to hear perfect, absolute perfection.
Hallelujah.
Flawless.
Hallelujah.
Throughout eternity. Glory. Never changing. Never. Man has a perfect blood covenant with the Father through Jesus. He is the spotless lamb, the sacrificial lamb, chosen before the foundation of the world. And we are a blood-bought people, bought with the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's look again at Jericho. Those walls were shut up tight. There was no way in and no way out. Totally impossible in the natural to take that city. But what did God say to Joshua? Look in verse 2. He said, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. But now, wait a minute. See what? God said, see, and he put it in the past tense. I have given, not I am giving,
amen,
or I will give,
amen,
but I have given into your hand. But what did the children of Israel see before them? They saw those walls just staring them in the face.
Yes.
That city was not in their hands. It stood there as a fortress in their face. But God was saying, see with the eye of faith.
Hallelujah.
See how I see.
Glory.
And believe what I say.
Yes.
Believe my words.
Yes.
Don't use your natural eyes.
Yes.
Use your spiritual eyes.
Amen.
Use the eye of faith. God was saying, take that city. He had already told him, these cities are yours. God had already said, every place that the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given to
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
As far as God was concerned, it was done. He had spoken it, so it was done. And that's how God sees. When he speaks a thing, as far as he's concerned, it is a finished work.
Hallelujah.
Joshua knew that blood covenant. He knew what God had spoken, and he took that city because he believed his covenant God. Now, the Lord would say to you, take your city. Take it through my blood covenant. It is already yours. It already belongs to you.
Yes.
And the Lord says, take it. So what's your city? Is it your health? Is it your children? Are they in a backslid condition? Is it your marriage? Is it that you need a job, finances? Is it your ministry? What belongs to you that the devil is making look impossible?
Yes.
Making look walled up. Making look like an impossible fortress. Now, I know you're thinking, yes, I want my stuff back. I want what belongs to me. Yeah, but how? How do I do that? And the Lord would say, that's a very good question. He told me to tell you that he is going to answer.
Amen.
Because he speaks face to face with his children.
Hallelujah.
Like he spoke face to face with Moses. He said, tell them, I do answer. I'm not a God who withholds from my children. I am not.
Glory.
He said to me, tell them, this is the how. This is the answer to their question. Because of the blood covenant,
hallelujah,
they can take what belongs to them.
Hallelujah.
Then he gave me these 7 steps to share with you. So if you have a pen and paper, you might want to write them down. These steps are our how. So how do we do it? Number 1, he said, get rid of that unbelief. Unbelief will stop you in your tracks. Get rid of it. Meditate on the word day and night, like I said to Joshua. Look at that word. Get that word in your heart in abundance. Yeah. In overflow capacity. I like that word, overflow. And faith
yes.
cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My son, give your attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life
yes.
to those that find them, and health to all your flesh. Now, I like what the Jewish
Hallelujah.
Bible says. It says health to our whole being, body, soul, and spirit. So keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Number 2, speak my word. Speak it. Meditate is to mutter. Get that word out of your mouth.
Ooh, amen.
No word, no victory. Revelation 12:11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Then in Mark 11, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will come to pass. He will have whatsoever he says.
Amen.
The Lord told Ken Hagin once, you know, that great faith teacher, that my people are missing it, not because of their believing, but they are missing it because of their speaking. And he showed Ken Hagin where here in the 11th chapter, the word say appears 3 times. And he told him, you need to do a whole lot more teaching on speaking God's word. So number 3, thank me. God says, thank me that my word is true. Thank me that I'm not a God who can lie. I am not.
Amen.
My word
Amen.
Is truth.
Hallelujah.
I am truth. One in the same.
Yes.
Thank me with great thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord.
My promises are true.
Hallelujah.
Yes and amen. And we know that with thanksgiving, we are to let our requests be made known unto God. Number 4, Praise me, praise me, praise me. Let me hear the sound of praise. Let praise fill my ears. But remember, we don't praise him so we can get something. We praise him because he is worthy.
Hallelujah.
Worthy of our highest
yes,
praise.
Yes, Lord.
Number five, count it done. Count it done and see it as done. See it as a finished work. See with the eye of faith. Now, faith is the substance, the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence, the proof of things not seen. Faith is an actual substance. It is proof. It is something. Faith is an actual spiritual force. He says, is not my word forever settled in heaven?
Amen.
Is it not? In other words, the word is an accomplished fact.
Hallelujah.
And this is how we can see it done. He said, better look that one up and get it in your heart. Recently, I read where God said to someone, you must see it as done, and I will hasten it to perform it. And you know that is what he says, that he watches over his word to perform it. And he is watching over those faith-filled words coming out of our mouths.
Hallelujah.
In order to bring them to pass. Number six, forgive if you have aught against any. Unforgiveness will be a stumbling block. It blocks our receiver. This is one of the biggest baits of Satan to get us to take an offense. We need to be quick to forgive, lest the enemy get a foothold in us. Forgiveness may not always seem that easy, but it's always possible through Jesus.
All right, we're going to hold that right there, mm-hmm. and we're going to continue with Minister Beverly in just a few moments. But we're getting callers coming in now so we can pray and see what God wants to say and do for the city of Jacksonville. Caller, please, can you please give me your name?
Sandra.
Sandra. Hello, Sandra. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Amen, amen. That's great. We are blessed by God. We are people of the one true living God. You are one of those people of God, right, sister?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. What would you like prayer for tonight?
Increase my faith.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That was a great word Sister Beverly was given there, wasn't it? She's going to continue a little bit more in just a few minutes. But let me go ahead and start praying with you. In fact, I'm going to let my sister Beverly pray with you because she's given that word. And if I feel led to pray anything in connection with her afterwards, I will do so, all right?
And Sandra, we're just going to speak this word over you because this is the word of God. And we're just believing now because you have asked. You are asking in faith. You do have that measure of faith. And you know, Sandra, right now, I want to pray over you. Not only is there going to be an increase in faith in your life, but I'm praying right now that God is loosing to you a very gift of faith. Every man is given a measure of faith, but Connie and I are going to declare over you that you are actually going to have a gift of faith, that you're going to be great in impartation to others. And we know, how does it come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we just say over you, Sandra, that your ears are tuned in. Your heart is tuned in. That you hear the word of God. And God told me once, you've got to receive that word in your heart.
Amen.
By faith and by love. So we just thank God that your heart, Sandra, is a heart that has love in it for God. And when you hear that word, you are receiving that word by faith. And that seed is going to grow. And that seed that you've already put in there right now is multiplying. And that you are, we're speaking over you, you are going to be a great woman of faith. And we just give God thanks for you. And we give God thanks. And if there's any situation in your life that we could agree with you with, that we could stand in faith with you, we would like to do that if you have any situation.
Just keep me not being weary.
Okay. That's it, and that's the rest of this word. This is what, and you're going to hear it in a minute, this is where the faith will begin to wane. Now, you may have faith to pray for someone else, but when those battles just keep coming to you and you just keep getting buffeted by that enemy, that's when our faith tends to go low. It's like our car running on low oil. And that's when we just have to stand with each other and speak those words out of our mouth and get those faith people around you. And we just thank you, God, to just give our sister refreshment here, refreshment in you, that she will recover that strength, because her strength is of God.
And Sandra, the Lord wants me to say to you, to be encouraged and to think on those things that he has already done for you. Amen. Think on all those things. He's done a lot for you. You've walked some places and you've walked through some things, and you know that it was only him who got you through. He says, so start praising him and thanking him for those things. And as you do so, your spirit shall be encouraged and your faith will rise up. Because faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So start praising the Lord aloud, because you're praising him for what you've already walked in. You're praising him for what you've already experienced through the eyes of faith. You already walked through these things. So therefore, as you praise him and thank him, you'll be encouraged as you're believing for other things until you walk through those things. Then you're going to look back and you're going to say, look what the Lord has done. Amen. As I walk through the eyes of faith. Just be encouraged, my sister. Be encouraged. And do not forget what God has done for you. You haven't. But sometimes we do get weary. And in our weariness, we don't even remember anything God did for us. You know, it's like we become so weary. So we feel so beat down because the enemy is there doing his job. You know, but we rise up. Amen. In victory that God has given to us through Christ Jesus, and be encouraged, because Jesus did the ultimate work when he hung on the cross and said, it's finished. And through that, you know, we have our victory in all other things, but we have to walk through this life in being who we are and going through the things we go through, and just think on those things and continue to praise God for those past victories, and be encouraged, sister. Be encouraged. Thank you.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you. And now we're going to let our sister Beverly continue, Minister Beverly, with the word she was given on faith.
Okay, we'll continue on with number 6. We kind of left off here at forgiveness may not always seem that easy, but it is always possible through Jesus. And we remember, faith worketh by love. So we need to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. Step number 7. Now rest in me. Rest in my word, rest. Have joy in your soul. Have peace and have joy. Know that Daddy God is at work. I am always at work on your behalf. He says, it is really not that hard. I do not give you something that cannot be done. And we must remember, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And he cautions us, do not mingle the seed. A double-minded man will receive nothing from the Lord. The Lord shared with me one time that double-mindedness is like wearing somebody else's glasses. It causes us to trip and to stumble. We cannot speak the word one minute, then go on and on about the problem the next minute. Then speak the word, then go on and on about the problem. That is double-mindedness.
Amen.
And the word is not settled in our heart. We must learn to quit talking the problem and speak like God.
Hallelujah.
Speaks. He says, some of my children have to get their rudder right. Get that mouth speaking right. The power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yes.
Boy, that is powerful.
Amen.
To think.
Amen.
That within our own mouth, there is the power of life and death.
Glory.
Our words are powerful. They can bind up and they can loose. James talks about the tongue being set on fire by hell, that out of the same mouth can proceed blessings and cursings. But he tells us not to let it be so. Then in James it says, look also at the ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder as the captain desires. Storms come. That devil is going to try to knock us off course.
That's right.
He can make that thing look like a walled up, fortified city. How many know he can give a bad report? He can give an evil report.
Yes.
But whose report are we going
Hallelujah.
To believe? My word, yes. the Lord says, must be settled in your heart. The tormentor comes and torments the mind. Shut him up fast.
Yes.
With the word.
Hallelujah.
Say, Satan, it is written. It is written.
Glory.
It is written.
Glory, Lord.
Get that word out of your heart and mouth and hold fast to that confession of faith. Think of that ship in the storm. See that ship being tossed to and fro by those huge waves. A good captain can take that rudder and steer that ship right out of that storm. He can do that. And the Lord says, you can do that too. Some listening, I know, are in some fierce storms. I know the winds have been strong. Some of you maybe have been in some storms for a very, very long time. And it just seems like you're beginning to lose some hope. But God says, take your position in him. Take your position and declare his word.
Amen.
Get the rudder right. Start declaring his word again. Because that devil will do anything to try to stop that word from coming out of our heart and mouth. He hates the word.
Yes, he does.
The word has defeated him.
Yes.
He will bring anything he can from that bag of tricks. He'll bring fear, despair, circumstances. He can even use godly people to discourage
right.
you.
Yes,
those that don't have their minds renewed with the word. They come and they speak all kinds of contrary things. They say stuff like, oh, yeah, my cousin Fred had what you have and he died in 3 months. You know, you think like with friends like that, you know, who needs enemies? But you know that devil, he'd try to kick us when we're down, but we have to rise up.
Amen.
And God says he hates that contrary type of speaking. It is an abomination to the Most High
yes.
God.
Amen.
Perverse and contrary speech is speaking words that are opposed to his word and opposed to him. So let's think about that for a second. When we speak words that aren't in agreement with God and his word, we are actually in opposition to the Most High God, to the one we're looking for help, the one we're asking
yes.
to come
oh,
and
my.
Help us. Here our words are actually stout against him. They are speaking opposition when we don't agree with the word of God.
Yes.
He says, if I say you are healed, then say that.
Hallelujah.
Get in agreement with me. Say, I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I praise you, Lord,
Glory.
That I'm healed by your stripes. Yes, I know that pain's still in the body. I know that. I know it hurts. I know it's in the body. I know the doctors maybe have given a report that you didn't want to hear. But I thank God for the doctors.
Yes.
I thank God that's given us medicines and hospitals and things like that. But I also believe that God can heal us,
Amen.
That he can take us way beyond what the medicine can
yes.
do and just treat those symptoms, that we can walk in divine health. He says, fight that good fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
Daily train yourself to do it.
Hallelujah.
Just like we have to train ourselves to eat right, to exercise, to get up on time, to go to work on time. We have to train ourselves. This isn't automatic with this mouth. This mouth doesn't want to come under control real
yes.
easy. But the more we put that word in our heart, the more the mouth gets in line. Many years ago, when I was first saved and I was filled with the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to me, you've got this all wrong. I don't want you in hand-to-hand combat with the devil. Your real warfare is the word of God proceeding out of your mouth.
Hallelujah.
And then the Lord says that one of the biggest hindrances, which is stopping his people from rising up in power and speaking his word, is idleness. He said there's been a lot of battles, and many, many distractions are causing a complacency. And like our beautiful lady that called in, she just said she was weary. And the God said, yeah, sometimes people just get battle weary, and they gradually begin to drift like that ship. Instead of hours in the word like we used to, now there were hours in front of the TV. hours on the cell phone.
Yes.
Hours doing lots and lots of other things. And he actually showed me that there's a spirit of idleness that has come to bind some people. And we're going to pray against that thing. God showed me that Connie should take authority over that spirit of idleness and break that over to people of God. And so we want to ask you to call in. We want you to bring your prayer request to us. Let us agree with you. Let us take that stand of faith with you. And let us put God in remembrance of his word. He loves to hear his word coming out of the mouths of his children with faith and with love.
Amen.
So let us fill his ears with thanksgiving, with praise, and with his word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. We think we have a caller here. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We ask forgiveness for being idle people so often. We allow distractions of this world to come in and to cause us not to go forth in things that you've called us to do, new caller. All right, we just praise you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we just pray right now for the spirit of distractions and the spirit of idleness. Idleness, which opens the door for distractions.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the stronghold there that opens the doors for other hindrances to keep us from being the people of your word, to grow in faith, as we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when we don't take that time with you, that intimate time, when we don't take that time to study, to show ourselves approved that we are in the army of God, that we have the ammunition to be able to fight the devil, the word that's built up in us because we've taken the time to be able to stock up and to store up on our ammunition so that we can do battle with the word out of our mouth as a sword against the enemy. Lord God, forgive us that we have not stored up our ammunition, that we've been slack. We've been slackers. We've been idle. We've allowed distractions and hindrances to come in. And Father, right now, we bind that spirit of idleness over the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for, we call forth that it is bound. And right now, I speak to the people of God, all of you that want it to be an agreement to have this assignment broken off of you. I ask you now to agree by faith, because let me tell you what, God will not take our will. He will not take our will. He is a God of freedom, and he sets us free that we can be more like him, but he will not take our will if we won't let something go. So if you are out there and you feel like there's something on you that's oppressing you, no condemnation. There's therefore no condemnation if you're in Christ Jesus. We all have something oppressing us here and there. All of us. None of us have arrived yet. If we have already arrived, we would have been like Enoch, who walked with God and was not. We would have already been taken up. So all of us seem to be still sojourners here. So none of us have arrived. None of us have arrived. So there's no condemnation to admit that we have a shortcoming. We need to be humble one to another. And we need to be able to reach out and tell each other where our needs are spiritually, so that we can have each other pray one for another, that we may receive our healings and our deliverances. So right now, if for all those out there that feel like they've struggled with idleness, and they've let this spirit of laziness just come on them and keep them from the word. I know sometimes I'll have my word and I'll be on my recliner and I'll start to read the word, and guess what happens? Mr. Demon Sandman comes along and he puts a spirit of idleness on me, and I just go with the flow. And forget that time with God building my ammunition for when the enemy comes from behind to try to come up and onslaught me from behind and have some kind of victory that he thinks he's going to get. But we know even when the devil appears to have some kind of victory in our life, that's a lie. All he can do is come and kill, steal, and destroy. He tries to steal the truth. He's a liar. He steals the truth by lying to us to tell us that we're not in a right place with God, that we've done something wrong, that God hasn't forgiven us, or that we just don't have enough word to know what to say back when he comes and he says things to us. So we just give up and go with the negativity, those assignments that come in our life, that come to baffle us, defeat us, make us look as people of defeat and not victory. God says, know the word, stand on the word,
Don't be afraid to ask for help. We need to call out one to another. But you know, I understand nowadays there's not a lot of people that we can look to in the body of Christ, because we want to be trusting people one to another, because we want to be those that love one another and we lay our lives down one for another. But we're living in a Western world church, a Western world society. People are full of themselves. The church is full of themselves. Many of the Western world believers are full of themselves. They come to do their Sunday stay, and then they go out and go the other way. But we want to be people of God. We want to be those that are consistent, and we go forth in faith consistently. We need to know who is there for us. And God will show you who you can trust. God will bring in intimacy with another believer, sister, brother in Christ, so that you can have someone there to reach out to when it's time for someone that you need to do battle with to pray for you. But right now, we want to have anyone call in that wants prayer for any reason. But if you feel like you have been succumbed, taken under by a spirit of slothfulness or complacency or idleness, we would like you to call in. And don't feel ashamed. Don't feel embarrassed, because we're all taken over by something sometime, but not completely. We know we're taken over, but not taken completely where we can't come back. Because the enemy can never keep us completely down if we have Christ. Amen. We raise up again. We might be taken over for a season, or it appears that way. It appears that way. Let me go back and restate that. It appears that way because Satan just deceives us and lies to make us think we're taken over. So let me restate that. We're never really taken over, but sometimes we feel like we're so low that we've been taken over by darkness. But brothers and sisters, we are not from darkness. We are from light. We are light. Even though Satan comes as an angel of light to be a deceiver and to oppress us from the north, south, east, and west, we rise up in the middle of all of it, of all those boundaries. We rise up because we're not from the north, south, east, and west of this world. We're from straight up the kingdom from on high, which is not in the north, south, east, and west. It's in a kingdom that's in another realm. It's from eternity. So therefore, we don't even have those labels. But the enemy tries to lock us in the middle of north, south, east, and west, knock us down to make us feel like we're full of fear, we're full of doubt, we're full of unbelief. We just go forth with that. Then we go and we turn one way, we turn another way. We say things we shouldn't say. We do things we shouldn't do. And then we feel completely, completely like we don't even belong to God. And that is just a lie from the devil. But I encourage callers to call in now, 904-296-2251. Please call in so that we can pray with you, whatever needs you have, whatever needs, whatever thing that's oppressing you, whatever force from hell has come your way this week, or maybe there's something that comes towards you consistently. You know, sometimes you may have a habit or something that you can't overcome. It's a stronghold, and God wants that broken over you. He wants that taken off of you, uprooted. Thank you. We've got a caller. We're waiting to see who this is. In the meantime, we praise you, God, because you are our victory. You give us the victory in every circumstance, in every situation. All right. Who do we have here on the other end?
Good evening. This is Sister T.
Sister T?
Yes. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Sister T. I remember you. Are you the same Sister T that I had the privilege of praying with about 2 weeks ago?
I think so. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What a blessing. So what would you like prayer for tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling in to pray for my family. I'm at the point where I'm seeking counseling for my husband and I, and I just want to be led to the right person that will be able to give us some guidance and some help in my marriage and in my family.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to start to pray, and then I'm going to turn you over to Sister Beverly and let her see what God says through her also. Father God, right now, we come together, all of us, Lord God, all of us that are here in this radio station area, and all of us that are out there listening that are believers, we extend our hands and our hearts and our spirits towards our sister in agreement by faith that we were just talking about. By faith, we put faith into the plan that God has for our sister. He's got a plan that's to come to pass, and we need to walk in it by faith. We put our faith out to agree with our sister as she agrees by faith, as she has been believing by faith that things are going to turn around in her family. She calls out to you, God, and she's not one who doubts. She's one who believes. She tries not to waver. She doesn't want to waver. Lord God, we just thank
Thank you, Lord God. Father, we break the powers of hell off of her. Father, I bind a spirit of turmoil and torment off of her soul in the name of Jesus. I bind the accuser that would accuse her and make her, that would accuse her that she's not doing this or she's not doing that or there's something else she should be doing. Father God, we bind that accusing spirit off of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that she is just called to stand and to take the steps that you show her to take that you're already showing her. And Lord God, we hold up to you her husband. Father, Lord God, I bind discouragement from her husband. They are one, so I'm going to pray for him. Bind discouragement from here. Him, bind all fear, doubt, and unbelief from that man of God. I call him forth as a man of God. He may not always see himself that way, but Lord, we call him forth as that man of God in the name of Jesus. Everything that's tried to shake him and beat him down, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, Lord God, we bind the hindrances. We break the hindrances around her husband, every hindering spirit that has hindered him from being who he needs to be in God. We bind those hindering spirits. We break those hindering assignments, those hindering forces in Jesus' name. And Father God, we just thank you for giving our sister strength and giving her strength to hang on, to walk through, to be who she is, to be that woman of God that the word calls her to be to her husband, the woman of God that prays for him, that loves him where he is, and that is an example, an encourager to him as where he is. As my sister Beverly was talking, that we need to speak the word into the situation, not what we see. Speak those things that minister grace to the hearers, as it tells us in Ephesians. So many times, especially we're in family situations with our spouses, we, especially being women, we want to tell them what they should do and what they shouldn't do, and it just many times makes them just not do any of it, and it just calls them to take a lot of steps back when maybe they were taking a couple baby steps forward. So, Lord God, I just ask you to give my sister T wisdom concerning her husband, encourage her to hang on and to be that awesome, awesome, godly woman, wife that's full of the wisdom of God for her husband and for her home. Lord, bless her home. We thank you for doing these things. I'm giving you over to our sister Beverly right now so she can pray with you.
Hi, T. You know, I would just want to say to you, you know, the scripture does say in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So I think you're doing a wise thing here, using the wisdom of God to seek out help. And so, Lord, you had asked T for the right counselor. So we want to agree with you in prayer that the Lord does have his choice for you.
Hallelujah.
And we're calling in for you and your husband and family a divine appointment.
Yes.
We are calling in that anointed person, the one that God has chosen and anoints to help your family. So, Lord, I just pray that we talked here about you speak face-to-face with your children. Well, Lord, we know that your sheep do hear your voice. And we are asking in faith that you reveal this person. I ask you to speak to T. Speak and reveal to her, Lord. And that this will be confirmed many times over so that she knows that she knows that she knows that this is the person that you have chosen.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we're going to speak blessing, like Connie said, over this household. We speak blessing. We speak peace. We speak love into this family and into the relationships. God, I pray that just supernaturally you begin to bring healing. Just begin to bring healing to these hearts. Begin to bring healing to any wounds that are there. Maybe things that have been spoken, things maybe that have been done one to another. And God, I just pray that forgiveness begin to flow in this family. Forgiveness one to another to another in this family. Just loose that love and loose that forgiveness. And Father, I'm just going to pray over them that you would just fill their hearts with love one for another, and that she and her husband would just fall head over heels in love all over again, God. But just really a deeper, deeper, deeper abiding love in you. And Lord, we're just giving you thanks for this family. And really, we're just going to pray. I think I've just kind of led to pray the Aaronic blessing over your family, that the Lord would bless your family and keep your family. That the Lord would be gracious unto you, and the Lord would lift up his countenance upon you, that he would make his face to shine upon your family, and the Lord would give your family great peace, great shalom. And
Hallelujah.
In this way, the Lord said, he put his name, Yeshua HaMashiach, on the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And his name is upon your family in blessing. So we just thank you. And we are going to expect a good report. And Father, I just pray that you just send him help.
Hallelujah.
Just send him help from every direction.
Hallelujah.
Every direction that they need help from. And Holy Spirit, you're the comforter. So I just pray you comfort
yes,
this family.
Lord.
Comfort their hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Sister T, I'd like to say, I feel led to say to you, I don't know your financial situation, but you can do something without money with your husband. Just grab his hand and start having a date night once a week or once a month, or just do some things with your husband. Just take that time and have a sweet moments with him. Even you walk on the beach, do something if you know that doesn't cost, you know, financially, that's going to not strap you, if there would be an issue there. I don't know if there would be. But just spend that time with your husband. Have that date night with him, that time that's an intimacy with him. And so, you know, show forth your love towards him, you know, as God leads you to love him with the love of God, and stay, as Sister Beverly said, in forgiveness, and just go forth and lovingly take his hand and go on a lovely stroll with him somewhere, and let him know how well he's loved and appreciated, even if he's in a situation where it looks like he wouldn't be someone who would want to be appreciated because of maybe failures or shortcomings, you know, because he needs to be encouraged out of that. He needs to come out of that.
I feel like as Connie was speaking, I was beginning to see something in the spirit. I was seeing that angels are being released now by God. They're coming into your home. They're coming into this situation. And, you know, we are speaking the word of God, and we're in agreement with you. We're going to continue to be in agreement with you. We're going to continue to lift you up and continue to pray for you and your family. And I just saw angels that God wanted me to tell you that angels, these angels on assignment, these are prosperity angels, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And angels, you know, of all kinds of prosperity. And these angels are coming into your home, and they're coming to your family to minister
to
your family, because the angels hearken to the word of God. So as we are speaking the word of God, they are hearkening to that, and they are already beginning to fill your home. So I just pray right now that you'll begin to see a difference in your home. You'll begin to see that as this angelic visitation happens around you. Everywhere you go, that's
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister T. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Yes,
thank
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Please call in 904-296-2251. We're waiting for a call. Do we have any calls right now? We just continue to pray blessings over the city of Jacksonville, and we ask you to please call in. And, you know, our Sister Beverly was talking about faith and teaching that, you know, we need to know what the word is to be able to go forth and stand on the word. And we've got another caller. Thank you. We just wait for this sister, brother in Christ, to see what their need is. Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Hallelujah. What is your name?
My name is Elisa.
Elisa. What a beautiful name, Elisa.
Pretty name.
What can we do for you tonight? What prayer request do you have?
I need prayer for this guy that I'm seeing. I know that he's not any good for me.
Right.
And I really want him out of my life. I'm tired of going up and down, you know, with him and, you know, trying to be faithful and do the right thing. And he's just not no good for me.
Okay. First of all,
I know God.
Hallelujah. Awesome. That's a good start.
I know that I am his child.
Amen.
But I'm backslid. And
okay.
All right. So much going on right now. I'm upset a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't want to react and do the wrong thing.
All right.
So I have to pick up this phone and just call and say a prayer.
Oh, Elise, that's awesome. That you, because what I'll do is I will ask the Lord for a spirit of counsel very quickly here, according to the word. And as I counsel you, no condemnation, because we're all where we've been and we've all come from somewhere. But I'm going to try to counsel you by the Spirit of God and by the word, and then we'll pray. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You said you've tried to be faithful to this man. Are you all living together?
Yes.
All right. So, okay, when we put our faith out, our starting point is putting our faith into God, you know, and when we start that way with him, if we're starting over, you said you know your God, and you belong to him, you're a child of God. So we're going to start over with you right now. You start in a place of repentance, all right? So anything in your life that you know that is not according to the word of God, where it is written, and you know that it's an ungodly lifestyle, an ungodly pattern in your life. So just take those things to God. Now, make this a serious moment. You can make this a serious moment where you don't have to keep feeling like you're going back and forth like a ping pong ball. You don't have to keep going through this emotional turmoil and all this stress. It can end today with God, who will resurrect you out of the whole situation if you put him first. Yes. See, so many times we put people first. We put our emotions first. And when we're going through an emotional trial, those are the hardest trials to break out of, especially when it's involving another person, because we get soulish tied into that person. And so then it's harder to break free. But God is the one who comes and sets us free by the power of his Holy Spirit. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, that resurrection power, is the same one that will come and deliver you out of your situation if you choose to want so. And you just come to that place to repent. And you repent to the Lord. That means you're going to admit the things in your life that you know are not good and are not godly. And it's patterns. It's patterns. Because in Christ, when we've walked in with the Lord, there's always times for confession. If I do something wrong, because I try my best to walk with the Lord, but do I mess up sometimes? Yes, I do. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, who will quicken me in my mess up so I can immediately confess my sin and have Jesus Christ who will be there for me as a propitiation for my sin when I mess up, and be the one who erases it with his blood, that he's already fulfilled that and done that over 2,000 years ago. That will be appropriated for me at those little mess up moments when I confess my sin. But I'm not back in patterns of sin, not walking lifestyles, okay? But I'm in a place now that my lifestyle is Christ. So we want to bring you back into that place if you choose. And it's not, I'm saying we want to. I'm just using that as a figure of speech. But you need to want that if you choose. And when you hang up from here, it's what you do with what I'm telling you. But you need to repent. That means you're going to love God. Put him first. Jesus is Lord. Go back to your first love. And don't look back. Let him go. Let him go. Don't try to win him to Christ, because you know why? You need to pray for him. You're already tied in too much. Let someone else have him. Let someone else lead him. Let someone else guide him. You break the tie. You go away from that situation and any other situations in your life that are patterns of sin, But I'll tell you what, I think if you could break out of that one, because it's such an emotional rut, that you'll be able to move forth in other areas very quickly. Anything else, you've stepped in holes, maybe a foot is stuck here, a hand is stuck in a hole, you bent over and you got your hand stuck somewhere, and your head is stuck in the sand somewhere like an ostrich. All that's going to pull right on out if you can just break out of that one thing, and God will help you come out of the smaller things quickly, and you'll be back on track so quickly you didn't even know what happened, because God will do a redeeming, restoring, renewing, reviving work for you, Alicia, because he loves you, and Jesus died for you. Beverly wants to talk to you very quickly.
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you. You do have a beautiful name. And I want to thank you for calling in, because, you know, that takes some courage to call in and just, you know, be open and candid, you know, with what's going on in your life. But that's taking a step of faith. That's taking definitely a big step of faith. I just want to mention, if you have a Bible, what I have been seeing too while Connie was speaking, I keep seeing like the face of Jesus. And what I keep seeing for you is that your eyes to turn back on the beautiful face of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And what I see for you are those beautiful, beautiful eyes of love, that Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah.
He loves you.
Hallelujah.
He loves you. He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he loves
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
And I think
everything I do, I just feel like I'd be letting God down. Every time he put me in a place, and then I just, oh, right back. And this is something just, I don't know.
Yes. But you know,
our righteousness stinks in the nostrils of God, Elish.
Yeah.
Okay, Elish. Our righteousness stinks in the nostrils of God. I know you're feeling that way, but that's the enemy trying to give you false pride. It's good to have conviction so we can ask the Lord to forgive us for our sins. And then take that forgiveness and don't look back. And don't be beat up. Don't let yourself be beat up, because there's nothing good in our flesh. Nothing. That we should not expect our flesh to do anything but fail us. But fail us. That's why the Lord tells us to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Because when we yield to the flesh, we're going to fall. So therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Mm-hmm. God already knew you were going to do those things before you did them. Jesus already died for those sins over 2,000 years ago. He's died for your past, present, and future sin. And he loves you. The righteousness that he's given you cannot be earned. You did not lose that righteousness. He's given it to you. You can't shine it up a little bit better like a shoeshine boy. And you can't make it more dull when you're living with the man. His righteousness is there. That righteousness is not going to leave. You belong to him. You belong to him with a great righteousness of him inside of you when you were backslidden. It's just that you needed to be shined up a little bit because you got yourself tarnished in the soul realm. Because the soul is where we get renewed, according to our mind being renewed. You know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, your soul, so you'll know what is God's will and it's pleasing and perfect. So your soul got a little tarnished and you walked out your soul in through the flesh, but that spirit still belonged to God.
All right. Yes, and I just want to ask you, do you have a church fellowship?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, good. Because I would encourage you, you know, to stay with the church fellowship, to be in a loving fellowship and one that is strong in the word and ministering that to you. And I'm going to pray that you make those relationships to, in that fellowship that will give you strength. And we're going to pray for you to have strength. And you just start saying, I have the strength of God. You know, that is what the scripture says, and say, I do have the strength of God.
And don't let the devil beat you up any longer. Don't let him. You just go on with God. Your past is your past from this very second on. Do you understand? From this very second on. If you're serious, the moment you're serious with God, and repenting, that moment, it's all gone. It's all done. It's finished. You're back in his righteousness, his perfect righteousness. You're perfected in Christ, brand new and new again in him.
Yeah.
And do take some time. You know, these things that we get into, they do become like a distraction. They do become things that pull us away from God. Mm-hmm. So I would just very much encourage you to get your praise music on,
Amen.
The beautiful, soft worship music, and get before God and just praise him and worship him and just soak in his presence and just let his love overtake you. I just sense that's what you're really hungering for,
Amen.
is
Amen.
Love, is love.
Yes,
and God will just fill you with his love and his strength and his power. And then open that word. Open the book of John and open the book of 1 John and just begin to read again and begin to drink that in your heart about how much that God loves you. And that's what I think we want to leave you with, is just that God loves you.
Yes.
That Jesus is crazy about you. He loves you and he wants you. He's standing before you with open arms and wrapping those arms around you.
Okay, Elise, we just pray God's blessings on you.
Yes.
And go forth and do the will of God. All right, sister? And call back and give us better reports. Later at another radio show, call back and let us know if Cadence is here. Call her and let her know what God has done. I'm very interested to find out.
I appreciate can you give me your number again?
The number here is 904-296-2251.
296-2251.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you. Pray for us too. God bless you. Pray for us too. Hallelujah.
Your name?
Minister Connie McCall, Cadence McCall's mother, and Minister Beverly Spence.
Thank you.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, sister.
Thank you for your blessings.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
And I want to close tonight. We're getting ready to close, but I have a ministry. It's Women Warriors of Faith. I'm trying to reach out to the city, to women, to make contact through the radio. Or you can contact me, better yet, I have an email, and it's womenwarriorsglobal@gmail.com, womenwarriorsglobal@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, because I'm trying to be able to speak in churches, to get women together, and to begin to intercede around the clock in ministry for their loved ones, for their children, their grandchildren, their spouses, and make this a ministry of intercession, coveting together so that we can speed things up. Some of us have been waiting for our children to come in, our husbands, our grandchildren, and it just seems to be a slow process. We pray and we get weary. We fast and we get weary. And this is where we'll be holding each other's hands up. But again, my email is womenwarriorsglobal@gmail.com. May the blessings of God come upon the city of Jacksonville and flow throughout the surrounding areas as we call forth God himself to go forth by his Holy Spirit and anoint the city according to his will, and that lightness may prevail and darkness be bound in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, and we just want to say that we thank you for listening, and we love you, and Jesus loves you too.
Amen.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for prophetess Cadence McCall.